Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I received some unauthorized charges on my card from your company.
All right. So I will be happy to assist. Can you provide your zip code, please?
44113.
May I have your first and last name?
Eric McGarvey, McGarvey.
Thank you. Just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
2249 Elm Avenue, number 506, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113.
Thank you. Just a moment. All right, so I show you place an order for a smartwatch. This is a fitness smartwatch, helps you calculate your heart rate, footsteps, etc. The only thing you paid initially was the shipping and handling, $7.95. And within the terms and conditions explained by placing your order, you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club. That's priced at $56.95 a month.
No, I had no intention for signing up for anything. I was submitting a reward for my Samsung phone account or my Verizon account.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have picked anything to do a membership.
So that was contingent upon you receiving the item free. So are you stating these are fraudulent charges, or you do recall paying the shipping and handling for the fitness smartwatch?
I recall paying the shipping and handling, but not
okay.
Signing up for some program.
Yes, sir. It was in the terms and conditions. So I do apologize for the misunderstanding as far as when you did place the order. If you don't want to receive any future charges, I can't go ahead and submit the cancellation for you.
What about these two charges that are there for $50?
They're
going to
be valid based on our terms and conditions. I'll see what I can do for a courtesy refund, and that's going to be for the recent charge, this month's charge only. Allow me just a moment. So the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Confirmation is C as in Charles. 259-190-042. So that's going to be the full confirmation. What I can do for the latest charge, I can offer a courtesy refund. That's 35%. That goes back to your account between 3 to 5 business days.
What are you talking about, 35%?
I'm referring to 35% of the charge. So that can go back
Why
to your
not
account
just
within
take
3 to
the whole
5 business
charge off?
days.
This is clearly this was false advertising.
It's not
I getting for $57 a month?
So it's not false advertising. It was included in the terms and conditions.
What
so
am I getting for $57 a month?
It's a membership. Will you, okay, sir, we cannot correspond together. Will you allow me to explain? You answer the question. Will you allow me to answer the question?
Yes,
or not, I will not proceed as far as with speaking. So that's the only way you're going to be able to retain the information. We cannot communicate together. So we'll take it one question at a time. Now you asked, what are you receiving for the membership? I will answer that question for you. The benefit of being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card that's sent via email every month that you can use on the online membership. They sell items similar to what you have, smartwatches, earbuds, speakers, etc., that you can purchase with the gift card that is sent. And of course, the membership charge is $56.95 a month. That does not change.
I did not receive any $125.
So you may want to recheck your email. It was sent. I do show it was sent to your email address. If it's not in the inbox, it's in the spam folder. But what I can offer today is a courtesy refund, 50%. That's for the latest charge. That goes back to your account 3 to 5 business days.
So you're saying that after you spammed me and got me to pay a $7.95 shipping fee on something that was supposed to, that appeared to be an award for my Verizon account, I'm then getting charged $57 a month, and there's nothing that it's going toward other than in your bank account, and I'm allegedly getting some $125 gift card, and now you're just going to give me a 50% refund on the latest false charge.
That's correct. Any refund we provide to you is a courtesy. Overall, it's a valid charge, so that means that the full charge will remain. So anything I'm doing at this point is to help you. I can do a 50% refund. It goes back to your account 3 to 5 business days. Otherwise, the charge is going to remain on the account.
I want an email confirmation of the cancellation, and I want to know that if I find this $125 gift card, that I'm going to be able to use it even though you've canceled the account today.
Right. You should still have access to the membership. You know, it has a link as well when they send the gift card for you to, you know, follow the link, and it'll lead you directly to the website. But I have submitted the refund for you. That's going to go back to your account between 3 to 5 business days. And as well, I don't know if I provided, have I provided you the confirmation?
Yes.
Okay. So you have the confirmation as well for your records. That's going to be for the cancellation and for the refund that was submitted today. And that goes in effect immediately. The refund, of course, please allow up to 3 to 5 business days for the refund to process. Hello?
Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's it. So everything is canceled. You've been refunded. And you do have the confirmation as well for your records of both transactions.
Well, I've been refunded 25% of what I've actually been charged from your company. So let's get that straight.
All right. I didn't state a full refund. I just stated refunded, which means you received a refund, just to clarify.
And it's,
so everything
yes,
is canceled,
I understand
refunded,
that.
Confirmation. Is there any other further questions or concerns?
Yes. How are you getting away with scamming people like this?
It's not scamming, sir. By law, if it was a scam, we would not still be open as an institution. Is there any other questions or concerns that you do have today?
Yes, I have concerns about how you're
If it's in regards to any personal,
people,
you know, opinions or, you know, on the company, things of that nature, I don't have anything to do with that. We do, you know, handle the account charges, things of that nature. I'm sorry you feel that way, but if there's nothing else I can help you with, you have a great day,
yes,
okay? Thank you for calling.
No, there is
support.
Something you can help me with. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm still here, sir. There's nothing else I can assist
I need
with.
You to make sure that your supervisor contacts me. I now want to speak to somebody higher than you.
Not a problem. So you want to speak with a supervisor is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. I'll be happy to get you over. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Hold on a moment.